Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dr. Jeffrey Anderson and Dr. Ralph Brown from the ULM School of Humanities. Welcome, guys. Thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Thank you for having us.
You guys putting on a big event that remembers the 9/11 attacks. It's been 20 years coming up here in just a few days. Dr. Anderson, tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening at ULM in conjunction with the School of Humanities.
Well, we have a two-part series that we're calling 20 Years Later, September 11th, and it just seems all the more relevant now with the recent events in Afghanistan. We're going to have two different presentations by faculty from the School of Humanities on September 7th and September 9th, both of them at 7 o'clock p.m. in the University Library, Room 3D.
And so there's a part one on the 7th and a part two on the 9th.
There is, but you do not need to feel like you have to come to both of them. You are free to come to one of the other. They're independent events.
Well, tell me a little bit about who's going to be presenting at the first one.
Well, at the first one, we have Dr. Yasuku Yajima, and he will be speaking on Beyond the Rhetoric of Fear, Othering, Belonging, and Empowerment. And it sounds like a really interesting talk to me. I'm looking forward to moderating it.
And so that is September 7th, 7 p.m. at the ULM Library. That's open to students, faculty, anyone from the community?
Certainly. Anyone who would like to come, we welcome them. Of course, we will be taking precautions for COVID. We will ask that people wear masks, and we will attempt to social distance in that room properly.
All right. And then coming up on September 9th, Dr. Ralph Brown is with us. You're a history professor here, Dr. Brown, and you were telling me you sort of specialize in the military history, a military historian. You're going to be talking on September 9th. What is your talk going to be about?
Well, thank you for having me, Corey. I'm going to be looking at the September 11th as a turning point in history. So we're going to be looking at it in historical context, going back and looking at terrorist attacks upon the United States before September 11th, and then looking at the aftermath of these attacks. I think it's very important to remember something here, too. An incoming freshman coming into ULM this year was born after September 11th. So we can now call this history. Of course, we're also going to touch, or at least I'm going to touch on the role of Middle Eastern politics, Islamism, Osama bin Laden, and then the reaction on the part of the United States to these attacks, especially President Bush, his reaction, the American public's reaction, and the entry into the war in Afghanistan and Iraq.
So just briefly, everyone remembers the September 11th attack. I think a lot of people may not remember the truck bombing that they tried to get down in the basement, right, years before.
And we will talk about that as well. That was the 1993 attack. Some have speculated, and I would hasten to say I'm not a structural engineer. I'm not a building expert. But some have speculated that that attack that occurred before September 11th may have weakened the World Trade Center. So we'll certainly be mentioning that, as well as other attacks conducted by al-Qaeda subsequent to that 1993 truck bombing attack on the World Trade Center.
Osama bin Laden, will he come up any during your speech?
He will indeed. Of course, that's a big topic in studying September 11th. In more recent years, we're looking at the Saudi connection. The Saudi government, of course, denies any direct connection to these attacks. However, it does seem, with some of the information coming out, that elements of the Saudi government were involved in this. Certainly, Osama bin Laden came from a wealthy and highly connected Saudi family, so we'll be talking about him and his religious views a bit as well.
The event is the two-part event, one part on the 7th, one part on the 9th. We're talking with Dr. Jeffrey Anderson from the ULM School of Humanities, and you're the associate director of the school. Why does ULM think this is something that is important to bring out?
Well, in many ways, the events of September 11th and what transpired thereafter have really shaped the last generation. Prior to that, we had the Cold War. We had a gap when America was standing alone as seemingly this invincible lone superpower. And then September 11th happens. It's a shocking event. Of course, many people die, but it really shakes the confidence of people across the nation. People directly affected, but those who just watched it on TV. And the events that come after, 20 years of war that end in not the way we would hope.
Dr. Brown, the I guess it's timely. We pull out of Afghanistan here in the last few days. Talk to me a little bit about how, why we were in Afghanistan. Why were we in Iraq? Where was Osama?
Well, Osama bin Laden had been given shelter by the Taliban government, which controlled Afghanistan. And as a consequence, the United States went into Afghanistan in part to look for him, but also to remove the sanctuary that al-Qaeda and other groups like that might have under the Taliban government in Afghanistan. So it was very important to go in and do that. Unfortunately, that mission evolved in ways that, well, some people warned about at the time, but definitely evolved in ways that moved well beyond Osama bin Laden. And certainly after Osama bin Laden was killed years later, that mission continued. With Iraq, we can get into that as well. Unfortunately, that seems to have been a misdirection. President Bush the Younger was very much interested in going into Iraq even before 9/11, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But you have to remember the context, the fear that the American public had, and rightly so, in the aftermath of those attacks, and how there was a determination that something had to be done to root out the folks who had attacked the United States, and also to prevent future attacks from occurring.
The event is going to be held in the ULM library. We're talking with a military historian, Dr. Ralph Brown. What's one of the most shocking things you've learned in your research looking back at that event?
Well, I guess it's that Saudi connection that I mentioned. As I said, some of that's coming out. Some of it came out in a court case. There's a group that's basically suing the Saudis. They're upset, of course, the family members in some cases, and they're trying to get information about what the Saudi connection exactly might be. It is murky, and you have to distinguish between the Saudi government and individuals and that sort of thing. But that's something that we'll talk about from what we can tell. There's a lot that probably we'll never know about September 11th, but we can get at what we can know based upon the documents that have been released in recent years.
Dr. Anderson, again, the times of the event and where to go to find out more.
7 o'clock p.m. in Library 3D at the University of Louisiana Monroe, September 7th, September 9th. Please feel free to visit the ULM School of Humanities Facebook page to see more.
You can find out more about this event by visiting our website at kedm.org.